The prospects for Maryland to increase its dependence on renewable energy sources are expected to rise this next legislative session. General Assembly is expected to take up the Clean Energy Jobs Act, with a target of producing 100% of the state's electricity from renewables by 2040. And one of the key sources of energy is expected to be solar power. In Maryland, there is a community solar pilot project which creates a garden of solar panels that provides electricity to more than one household. Jessica Ennis is the legislative director with the environmental group Climate and Energy, has been tracking the course that Maryland is taking in developing renewable energy sources.
Community solar is a really exciting policy because it allows individual people who, for whatever reason, can't access their roof, say you have a shaded roof, or maybe you live in an apartment building, so you don't have access to your roof. Community solar lets everyone choose solar energy. It's a policy framework that allows for individuals to subscribe to a solar array off-site and then get the credit for that electricity. So it was a bill that was passed by the legislature in 2015. That pilot is winding down now, so next year we'll be looking to extend that and give more Marylanders the opportunity to choose solar energy.
What kind of prospects do you think there are in terms of expanding this program?
I think the prospects are good. People like being able to choose renewable energy, and I do think that they understand that in order to meet the goals that the state has put forth, we need as much clean energy as possible coming onto the grid. And it's not going to happen with just one. It's not going to be just solar. It's not going to be just wind. It's really a combination of seeing where we can site clean energy, like how we can get it built faster. And so community solar is one tool in the toolbox for expanding that clean energy access in the state.
How do you assess in terms of our ability to, say, achieve something like 50% by 2030 or even 100% by 2040? What kind of progress do you see in the state?
I think Maryland's a leader on climate policy and on energy policy. And the National Climate Assessment that came out a few weeks ago showed a lot of the same findings that the IPCC report did a couple months ago, that the timeline for addressing climate change is rapidly approaching. So I think states like Maryland can really take on this challenge and show that there are solutions that work. I think the way that we're seeing increases in clean energy happening across the country are really exciting. We know what the challenge is and we know what the solutions are. So I think we're going to be relying on places like Maryland to really show the whole country that, yes, this is achievable.
In spite of the fact that the federal government, certainly at the administration level, has not necessarily been that strong in terms of developing these alternatives and emphasizing renewables as opposed to, say, oil and gas.
Yes, that's very true. We are seeing states, towns, cities, all different levels of governments and even individuals starting to take climate action because the federal government has been not just not taking action, but actually rolling back good rule making or good rules and requirements for industries like the oil and gas industry. Actually, right now there's a comment period open. The EPA is trying to roll back some common sense standards that would reduce methane emissions from the oil and gas sector. That rule not only reduces emissions of methane, which is a climate-forcing pollutant, it also reduces other hazardous air pollutants. It actually saves the industry money because by cutting down on methane pollution, you're actually saving natural gas because methane is one of the primary components of natural gas. But I do think the positive side is that we are seeing action take place just in different places. We've seen, in particular, states like Maryland really filling these gaps in climate action.
Well, one of the things, by the way, I noticed that there was actually a joint op-ed by the governor of Virginia and obviously the governor of Maryland, Larry Hogan, saying that the states have to take action. You see that as a hopeful sign? I know there's been some, obviously, back and forth in terms of Governor Hogan and how far he's willing to go and so on, but he's also encouraged shrinking our carbon footprint.
I think at this point it's going to take leaders everywhere. We definitely need Governor Hogan to take this challenge seriously, and we're also looking at the legislature to be taking action. But I'm also encouraged by actions like the city of Baltimore is taking to really think about how our energy sector can transform over the coming years.
By the way, how important is the legislation that would get Maryland's electricity to 100% of renewables?
I think that legislation is critical. again, we know the solutions. We know that increasing clean energy, making it easier to access clean energy, and really allowing these renewable energy sources access to electricity grids across the state will be critical to fighting climate change. Replacing fossil fuels is the number one thing that we can be doing. We think every policy lever is really important right now.
Jessica Ennis is the legislative director of the environmental group Climate and Energy. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Radio.